Hello, everyone. This is Glenn Krause from Core CDI, co-founder of Top Gun, and I also have started a podcast called Wiser Wednesday, Experience Speaks. It's all on major forums. So today, I'm proud and honored to have Dr. John Zellum, MD, FACS, President and Owner of Streamline Solutions Consulting, Inc. Now, Dr. Zellum is a board-certified general surgeon with more than 25 years of clinical experience. He has transitioned out of clinical practice into healthcare executive leadership. As a previous vice president, he has over 13 years of experience in compliance, utilization management, review, federal regulations, sales, account management, and many other aspects of healthcare. He has extensive experience in quality assessment and improvement, with emphasis on case management, physician and hospital executive education for a variety of topics, including Medicare and Medicaid compliance and regulations, medical necessity, recovery audit contractors, utilization review, and denials management, as well as length of stay. He has attained a passion for improving physician documentation, and he has extensive experience in developing new and improving existing physician advisor programs. He has recently developed a new concept utilizing a holistic approach to Utilization Management 360. He is now the president and owner of Streamline Solutions Consulting, offering services to evaluate and improve many of the above aspects of healthcare. In addition, Dr. Zellum is a renowned industry author who has published many books and is a well-known motivational speaker and presents often to professional and public patient audiences on health and wellness, personal development, and leadership and success. Wow, that's a very accomplished background, Dr. Zellum. So, Dr. Zellum, welcome to the podcast. I know I'm excited to learn more about your Utilization Management 360, so tell us what led you to come up with this concept and what's it all about.
Well, good morning, Glenn. Thank you very much for that introduction. And let me just share with you how I kind of got to this concept. In a lot of the work that I've done in the past, I see in the utilization management arena silos, a silo for utilization review, one for case management or care management, whatever term you want to use for it, for CDI, for the physician advisor, although I must say the physician advisor is not as much of a silo. And the fifth component, potential component or optional, is coding. But as I have gone through a lot of these previous projects that I have done, it's like one arena does not want to talk to the other. They operate in silos. And I kind of started looking at it, and even for my consulting business, I look at it in a holistic approach because each part plays into the whole. And when you look at these four to five components for Utilization Management 360, I started thinking to myself, there's got to be a way to get them to talk to each other, to collaborate. Because the way I look at it is that the cement, if you will, the common factor for all five of these components is the medical record. It's the chart. It's the documentation. All of those areas are looking at the same documentation, but with a different lens. Utilization review starts it, and coding finishes it. So that's the 360 aspect. And all four to five of these components funnel into revenue cycle. And it's because of this potential collaborative effort, I believe that we could become more efficient, more successful, reduce denials. And as you know, Glenn, one of my favorite statements is that if you don't, because it starts at on the utilization review side, if you don't have the documentation to support the acuity of an inpatient, then don't bother, because number one, CDI is not going to get involved, and other areas are not going to get involved. So the whole concept behind this was, let's find a way to break down the silos. And you know Tabitha Hapeman, as she said in one of her blogs, and I want to give her credit for it, it's not about territorialism. It's about integration and collaboration.
Absolutely. You're right about that. So that's a pretty interesting concept, Dr. Zung. Where do you see this going? How does it drive efficiency in the revenue cycle? Because it's, to me, I've seen a lot of disconnect in the revenue cycle. One, you know, it's called a cycle for a reason. And unfortunately, the cycle sometimes doesn't, or oftentimes doesn't work in tandem, so meaning the outcome is not optimized. So how do you see this? How could a hospital take advantage of this?
Well, let me give you a couple of examples where I have found that the silos have played a role.
Uh-huh.
There are two ways of looking at utilization review and case management. There are two models that are out there. One is the individual, so there's a utilization review section, and then there's a case management section. Then there's the model that is combining both of them. So case managers are doing both utilization review and care management, the cycle of the patient being in the hospital. And what I found is that in those areas where they are separated, case management claims, so utilization review functions, makes the decisions or the recommendations for level of care, works in conjunction with a client criteria and potentially a second level review, and that's where the physician advisor comes into play. But care management would kind of say, well, you know, we don't really know what utilization review is doing. And the reality is that care management doesn't necessarily need to know how the reviews are done. Care management, and the term that I have seen used, and I absolutely love it, is they become the navigators of the patient's continuum of care throughout the hospitalization and subsequently afterwards. And they don't need to know the, and I say this with no negative effects, but they don't really need to know how the utilization review was done. Other areas that they function on are length of stay, avoidable days, and other areas, and discharge planning. That's not to say that case management, care management is just their sole function is discharge planning. It is truly much bigger than that. But care management needs to be able to take the patient from the time of admission throughout the time of discharge, and as I say, afterwards. So there tends not to be any communication there between the two, and that's one area. Secondly, CDI, which I know is a favorite topic of yours,
many times
CDI just kind of looks at, and we've had this conversation before also, they look at tasks instead of outcomes.
That's correct.
And if CDI functioned on outcomes more than on tasks, we would have more than likely less denials, et cetera. It's the documentation that counts. So utilization review looks at it from one aspect.
Uh-huh.
Case management looks at it from another aspect.
Yes.
And CDI looks at it from a third lens. And I've had it said that CDI complains because they get involved with somebody who's an inpatient initially.
Uh-huh.
And then once they go through the review, they get changed to observation. And the complaint from CDI is, you know, if we had known that right from the beginning that they were going to be in observation, we wouldn't have seen them. We would have been able to function on other inpatients and put our efforts into that arena. So communication in that area is one.
Okay. Now,
the physician advisor, as I mentioned, gets involved with all three of those aspects and should appropriately get involved with the initial review, with length of stay, with communication with the physicians, education. The physician advisor can be a great asset to the CDI department in helping education, whether it be one-on-ones or whether it be group education. But see, so the physician advisor does play that integrating role. And lastly, coding. And I claim that coding is an optional fifth component to utilization management 360,
mm-hmm.
only because, and you have more knowledge about this than I do, but coders kind of have the final say because they are not necessarily, and pretty much they're not nurses, but they function by a list of rules, a list of rules that they need to follow in
That's
order
right.
to produce that final bill. So if CDI and coding had a more collaborative function and more communication, I've heard said before, too, that coding states, well, we only want to see touch the patient once. Well, that ain't going to happen. It's got to be multiple touches depending upon what's going on, the progress of the patient. You can't just see the patient at the beginning and decide then what's the working DRG versus the final DRG,
that's
the
right,
principal DRG. So there, again, if there's communication, I believe it's a more efficient system, a more accurate system, and will produce better results. And again, everybody in those five areas are looking at the same chart, the same documentation. And as we know, physician documentation can stand several degrees of improvement, although there are some that are good, but based on reviews that you and I have done, there are areas that need some help drastic help.
Dr. Zalm, I believe that's an understatement, some improvement. Wholesale improvement is what we need. What were we saying? You mentioned something in a previous podcast. An 8-page no-bloat. What did you call it again? A thistle?
Oh, well, there are several issues that come into play. There's cut and paste, and it should be cut and paste with.
That's right.
But also no-bloat, where everything, entire laundry room gets pulled into that chart, making it so long. The key is to make documentation, and something that you and I are working hard on, is to make documentation concise and accurate. You don't need an 18-page epistle to get it all done. And as you say frequently, you need to work smarter, not harder.
That's right, and I think one of the areas I truly focus on with physicians is it doesn't take long to produce a reasonable note that captures medical necessity, clinical judgment, medical decision-making, clinical rationale in support of that patient's visit. Why did I perform the physical exam? I think that's certainly the biggest challenge of physicians is understanding what the standard is. And I know you and I are working on some podcasts and some training material for that, so I'm excited about that. Any last words, Dr. Zalm? Because I really, I can see how this could be implemented in a facility and really enhance efficiencies and outcomes, because right now, I think this is a reasonable statement, and then I'll let you close. The hospitals are really reeling from the financial repercussions of this COVID-19. American Hospital Association came out last month at the beginning of May and said from, I think, March, April, May, and from March to the end of June, hospitals will spend about $201 billion in cost associated with treating COVID-19 patients. That's not even near what the reimbursement is for these cases. And while Medicare has issued billions of dollars to help hospitals along with these loss of surgeries and increased costs, it's not going to make them whole. So business as usual is not going to be a recipe for success, and that's not a viable option. Closing thoughts of how this could help them in that area?
Well, two thoughts come to mind. Number one, documentation. You know, there's that old expression, what are the three most important words in the real estate industry? And that is location, location, location. What I say are what are the three most important words in the utilization management arena, and that is documentation, documentation, documentation. A key factor is it is the physician's responsibility to document. It isn't an option. It isn't, well, I like this part, I like that part. Hospitals deserve to get paid for their services, and hospitals must follow the orders of a physician for the services and the care that's going to be provided. If indeed hospitals must follow that, then physicians must provide the documentation to support that facilities get paid for appropriately for the services that they provided. It's not to embellish the chart. It's to state it in a factual manner. And the last comment is that we need to look at this as a holistic approach. Every part plays into the whole. And if a part is missing, then you don't have a complete picture. If you want to look at it from a puzzle analogy, you know that there are multiple pieces. You know what the picture is that you want at the end, but if you're missing pieces, you're missing the final picture. And that's where I see. So that's why this requires a holistic approach.
And I love the concept, UN360. That's pretty, I see you got trademarked. Pretty catchy. Last thing, Dr. Zellum, you have a website. How can people learn more about your organization and your background?
My organization is, it's a long name. It's www.streamlinesolutionsconsulting.com.
Okay, that sounds great. Dr. Zellum, very interesting concept. I wish you good luck with it. I know hospitals will see the value of this holistic approach because my consulting experience, I've had a illustrious 27-plus years of experience, and I know you have tremendous experience in the, as a surgeon and a consultant. You certainly stated it eloquently when you said, work smarter, not harder. And we got to break down those silos because silos increase inefficiencies, and that's one thing I'm really, really gets under my skin, and I can't tolerate it, inefficiencies. But that's, it's almost like a manufacturing process. Not that we're in manufacturing, but it's the same concept. So, Dr. Zellum, thank you very much for your time. I hope people have found this interesting. And if you want to reach out to Dr. Zellum, he offered his website. Please check it out. Lastly, keep an eye out on LinkedIn and different podcast forums for my Wiser Wednesday Experience Speaks. And so that concludes our podcast. Thank you very much, and be safe, stay healthy, and keep positive.